Welcome to the second ever episode of In Shane and the Membrane. I'm your host, Shane, and I am going to say last name, Thompson. full confession here. I know zero about podcasting. Ken knows maybe more than me, but 0.1. And so I thought, well, I'll just do this, you know, kind of anonymously somewhat. Well, you can't really do that. If you want to post it, say, on Apple Podcast, you have to give them your full information. And so then I noticed that it had my full name for everyone to see. So I'm your host, Shane Thompson. Although I will keep everybody else's last name. I'll try to keep everybody else's. I'll probably say the first initial of everyone else. I think that's what. So with me, my co-host is Ken H. Ken H. Say hello, Ken H.
Hello, Ken H.
He follows direction very well. Very well, probably too well. Although if you talk to his wife, she'll probably disagree with you. Okay. So thank you. At first I was going to say welcome back to In Shane the Memory. And then I'm like, well, that's assuming they had listened to the first one. Because you don't have to. You know, this isn't like a show where you have to watch all the episodes to fully appreciate the current episode. I mean, I hate television shows like that. Okay, I really do. So this is not going to be one of those. Ken, what's one of those shows that you hate?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm the opposite. I like those kind of shows.
Oh, well, tell me one that you like that's like that.
I mean, I was into Walking Dead, and then
Yeah, Walking Dead. You can't just boom pop in a Walking Dead.
No,
and think you know what's
going
on.
You need some background. Yes.
No, or any soap opera like show. I guess. I don't. I like a standalone show that I can just watch it, like Seinfeld for the most part.
Office. I mean, you can watch.
Yeah, Office. Yeah. Same way.
A little bit of carryover.
Not much.
You can jump in.
Not much. So. Point being, maybe you didn't listen to the first episode, and that's okay. In which case, I'm not welcoming you back because you didn't ever leave, right? You weren't here and you left. So you're here now, and I'm just saying welcome either way. So I thought through that a lot. Probably overthink things. So heard back some feedback on the first episode.
Proper English, yes.
Yeah, no, it's not going to. My grandmother's no longer alive. If she was, she'd be listening to this, and she would be critiquing me about my English, but she's not, so that's okay. My grandmama is, shout out to her, she said she listened. I don't know if she enjoyed it or not, but hello to her, and no need to correct me, by the way. So thank you for the feedback we received, some mostly positive. The whole left and right speaker issue, Ken and I think we have it figured out. So sorry about that. And I'm going to go back and try to fix episode one, too, by the way. But we made a lot of mistakes. I'll admit we made a lot of mistakes, and I'm going to mainly blame the production team. I'm not part of the production team, just so you know. I'm not going to name names, but I'm not part of the production team. We're a team of two, and that's all I'm going to say about that. But because of that, we had to change the name of the production company. Okay. We were Gold Ladle on the first episode. We are now Bronze Ladle Productions. Is that correct, Ken?
Yes, we've been knocked down a couple of pegs.
We've been demoted.
We passed silver and went straight to the bronze.
If we don't do a good job, if we don't fix the issues that we had on one, I don't know what will be. I don't know what's below bronze. Right?
I mean, from a ladle, you just go to a regular spoon.
Like plastic.
Like maybe a tablespoon.
White. I think white plastic ladle. They have plastic ladles.
Plastic ladle, yeah.
I think that would be below
mm-hmm.
the
oh,
bronze.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So hopefully that doesn't happen. And we just maintain bronze. That's going to be our goal from now on, is maintain bronze. So, yes. we're here at the Bronze Ladle Recording Studio.
Yes.
Ken and I are. And it's a great day. Ken told me I'm not supposed to say the date for podcast reasons or whatever. He's giving me all these rules. I'm not happy about it. But
like, what if you recorded two in one day?
No, listen. Okay. You don't get to make your argument here.
Okay. I'll be quiet.
That's good. and I've kind of agreed and kind of not. So what I will say, it is November 2021. I'm not going to say the date. OU just played Baylor. But I'm not going to say the day. We just finished the game, but I'm not going to say the day. But it's a beautiful day here in Oklahoma. Once again, not naming the name of the town in mid-Oklahoma, Oklahoma. Although we are in, you know, I was thinking about this, and for people maybe outside Oklahoma, this is like the least thoughtful naming of a community, okay? Because we literally live in Oklahoma City, in the county of Oklahoma, in the state of Oklahoma. I mean, thank goodness the United States isn't named Oklahoma. This would just be like, we're nothing special, you know? This is like, I don't know if there's any other cities like that, but...
And what's the motto for Oklahoma? Oklahoma is okay.
Oh, yeah. We're okay. We're not good.
No. We're bronze. We're bronze little.
We're okay. Yes. We're not the worst. We're not Kansas.
No.
But we're okay. That's what we're trying to maintain, like bronze ladle. We're just trying to maintain okay. Okay, I know. Okay, some more feedback I received is, and I knew this at the time. I did know this at the time, that I said the word anywho too many times, okay? Multiple people told me that and razzed me about it. Thank you, Philip. Appreciate it. Angel, appreciate it, okay?
Shout out.
I know. All right. I don't want to hear any more about it. Now, hang on, Ken. Hang on. So I thought about it and I'm like, we need to train me like a dog. So Ken had the idea of putting on a shock collar on me and shocking me. That's pretty inhumane. I don't know if we could get away with it, but I got a new idea, Ken. Every time I say anywho, you punch me in the arm.
Okay.
Not too hard, but hard enough to where I don't like it. Because that's going to, you know, train me like a Pavlov dogs, you know, type of thing.
I'm thinking about just going with the anywho. I think that's just, it's going to be part of the culture.
I don't know. I don't know.
Let's just see where it goes.
Another thing is, you know, now a lot of people do or whatever, the filler words.
Yeah.
I would like to limit those.
I didn't hear too many.
I probably had too many, but... That's just me. I'm talking off the cuff here too. Ken can testify that. And that's another thing. I will not lie on this. Now I'm looking at a phone now with very few notes on it. But for the most part, this show is not scripted, and I'm just kind of talking. So when you do that, I think it's most people outside professional speakers use those filler words.
I think you're brave.
Oh,
putting something out there.
Wow. Well, thank you, Ken.
In the interweb.
That's very kind of you.
Yes, I think you're brave, and a lot of critics come out.
That's
when
true.
You're brave enough to get
well,
out there.
Well, that's part of I didn't want
but
my last
okay.
name because I didn't want to receive any
that's
feedback.
Okay.
From other. If you have my phone number, okay, and I'm not giving it out, but if you have my phone number, I want to hear from you. You call me, you text me, you do whatever because you're on the list.
You're not scared.
No, I want to hear from those people, and they could tell me whatever they want. But anywho. Fine. I'm going to say it's blank. I can't see it. Okay. Give me back. Okay. So, those are some notes from our first ever episode, but we're learning. We're going to try to improve. You have our commitment. And mainly I really gave the production team a tongue lashing and I said, this is unacceptable and we're going to have to be better going forward, or I'm going to look for a new production company. And you don't want that. You don't want that, right?
No, I don't want that.
That's exactly right. So once again, you have reasonable rates. I dig that. But you're going to have to step up your game, okay?
I'll try harder.
Because the more people to listen to is my friendship, which that's my payment to you, it's going to be worth more. You see how that works? And if it's worth more, then I'm paying you more in friendship, and therefore you have to reciprocate more. Does that all that make sense?
I'll be better.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry everybody had to witness that, but it had to be said. Okay. So for everyone that listened, thank you for listening to the first one. And I hope you enjoy this one as well. If not, once again, like I said, you could just turn it off at any time. So our topic for today, and we're going to get way off topic, I'm sure. There's no doubt about it. But I'm going to discuss my bucket theory. Okay. Jason S., you know exactly
Shout
what
out.
I'm talking about because I talked about it in SS not too long ago. And I'm gonna talk about it. I'm going to expand on it a little bit. Okay? So I got this theory. It's my own personal theory. And it probably doesn't represent the views of the production team. Ken, that's where you say something?
I'm listening.
Okay.
Keep going.
Oh, okay. You reserve your judgment until the end? Or yes. You're, okay, cool. I like that. I like that. So a while back, I kind of had this thought of like, it seems like people are all created differently, right? You agree with that,
yes.
Ken? Okay. Everybody's unique, like snowflakes. We'd all like to think that, wouldn't we? We're all unique. We're special. Even identical twins are different to a degree, right? I mean, they're not truly
yes,
identical.
Yes, they can be, yes.
Yeah, their behaviors aren't exact. We had the twins in my high school. We had these two guys, and they were like, everybody loved the twins because they were like good looking and dressed like, and they did look very, very similar, but they were different people. Like I liked one and I didn't like the other one.
Interesting.
Albert and Alfred, just for the record, they'll never listen to this.
Shout out.
Yeah. Angel will know. Angel will know if she listens. But anyway, they were very, very similar looking, extremely similar looking, but they behaved very differently. So point being, everyone's different. And I thought, okay, that's cool. That's cool. We're all different. Well, it seems unfair. Like you see certain people in life and they're born into a certain household or not even a household, right? Maybe they're an orphan or maybe they have a disease or a handicap or whatever at birth, right? So it seems like, wow, they really got the raw end of this deal, right? When they were picking and choosing what they wanted, they got a raw deal. Right. And I'm thinking, man, well, me, I've got 10 fingers, 10 toes, and I can
thank
walk.
Thank God
upright.
For these legs.
That's exactly right. It's another time. It's another yeah. time for that
that's
one. But
another
thank
podcast.
God for these. Like, it's true. It's true. I do. I played basketball last night. Okay. I'm 48 again. And I played basketball last night. I still have enough health in me and the ability to play basketball. And I didn't play all that well. And this is going to come in a little more in the story. But so I'm going to get through it. I kind of thought this seems very unfair, right? That some people in this world seem to kind of be born with the silver spoon in their mouth, not just financially, but just in every facet of life. Seems like they were really set up well for success, and other people weren't. And I thought, okay, well, you know, I serve a God who loves us all equally, you know, so I'd like to think and believe, and I do. But then He creates us so differently on different scales and at different starting points. So some of us are severely handicapped at the beginning of life and others are not. And then if you're gauging success in society, right, as your measuring stick. And I kind of thought, okay, well, you know, maybe life is a little more like, and we're created a little more like an old school video game. And I don't know if video games do this today, but I'm a child of the 80s and 90s, as my age tells you. And I remember a lot of video games, especially fighter games. Like, I don't know if Street Fighter was necessarily one of them, but there'd be games where you got to pick your character. I remember when that became very popular. And you could pick your own character, okay? And then your character had certain abilities. Maybe they were really fast, but they weren't very tough. Or they were very tough, but they're not very fast. And ultimately, it got to a point where none of the players had an advantage over another player. They were a little bit different trait-wise. And now, I thought, well, what if one player was much better than the other players, right? Or the character, excuse me, one character. What would happen in that case, Ken?
Well, they would win.
Well, yeah, but every person playing it would
select
pick
that
pick. Absolutely, they would. And there's no reason to have characters less than the ultimate character. You're always going to play. You're always going to be Bo Jackson. Okay,
Tecmo Bowl.
That's
yeah.
exactly right. You're gonna be Bo Jackson. He's gonna dominate. So I thought, what if life is a little more like that, where we all basically have the same number of total chips. Let's call them. Okay, like say you have a thousand chips, just metaphorically, and then you have all these buckets, as I'm gonna call them. And when I say bucket, I always visualize Bozo the Clown Show when I was growing up, and they played this ping pong game with buckets. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, man, I loved watching Bozo the Clown. Shout out. Great show. Well, they had these buckets, and there were like six of them, and they're lined up, and then you threw ping pong balls in them, and you got further and further, like the further away the bucket was. So think about that, like buckets just kind of laid out in a long row, okay? And you got these chips and you can put them in these buckets. And these buckets represent your abilities. You know, I was going to say talents, but your abilities, right? So say your ability to sing. Okay. Let's throw a few in there. Your ability to write. Your ability to tell which direction, your sense of direction, which I have a very strong one and my wife has zero sense of direction. So me, you could blindfold me, spin me, drive me out to the country, leave me for dead, and I would tell you, oh, well, that's north, that's south, if I took the blindfold off, of course. Randy, you could drive her to the end of the block, okay? And you don't even need to blindfold her, and she couldn't tell you which way she could get back home. It's a little harsh, but I mean, it paints the picture. Anyway, anywho. So I thought, well, what if life is like that, right? Like we all just have a different mix. So ultimately, we have the same number of chips. They're just the combination of the chips and the buckets is different. And then I thought, you know, taking a step further, you have people that we praise, we revere, that we look up to, right? Who are those in society, Ken?
Oh, I mean, celebrities
absolutely.
And things like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. What are celebrities typically, why do we look to them more than the average person?
I guess because they reach more people.
Yeah, well, why?
Maybe.
Why do they reach more people?
Entertaining.
How do they entertain us?
Well, they have skills in that area.
Exactly.
They have more chips in that bucket.
That's what I'm getting at. Thank you. It took a while to come around to it. But so, let's say like Celine Dion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Her bucket of a musical talent is overflowing, right? She has so many chips in that bucket. And so if you follow my theory, then that's less chips that she has in the other buckets.
Okay.
Okay. So, and I thought, this is making me
more
sense.
So you're saying Celine Dion may sing great, but she could be stupid.
She could be stupid. Or maybe she can't dance. Maybe she can't dance at all. Okay. Or maybe it's meaningless things, though, like her sense of direction. She has zero sense of direction. Or she can't do math, right? I can do math. A lot of people can't do math off the top of their head, you know? That's why they come to see me because they're like, Shane, I can't do math. I'm like, okay, well, that's good because I can do math. I'm a financial planner, by the way. I can do math, so that's great. I'll do the math for you. Don't worry about it. I got chips in that bucket. So the people that we praise in society are the people that have these buckets that are just completely overflowing, like athletic ability, for example, right? We praise people like Kobe Bryant, for example.
Kobe Bryant, LeBron James.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Their bucket is so overflowing so it's not that they're different from us or they have more chips. They just are overflowing in one. And that means they're very deficient in others. So my point would be, if you followed it, is that people that have a ton in one bucket are not balanced. And I think you see this at times where, you know, you'll say like creative genius or, people that are geniuses, but then they may have mental illness or something else. They're imbalanced, right? Like Kurt Cobain, you know, there's a lot of people like that. I mean, Kurt Cobain, you can't argue about his musical ability and creativeness and all of that. And then obviously he was very messed up. Kurt Cobain committed suicide. It's a mature podcast, I guess, but it's still family friendly. So I think you see a lot of people like that. And then they turn to different avenues to kind of deal with the imbalance. And so long story short, that's basically it. And my real question to you, Ken, in this case, and the listeners is, what would you rather be? Would you rather be really well balanced? But if you are, now maybe you will be individually happy, but you're not going to be recognized by other people as being special. Okay. So that's a sacrifice. Or would you rather have a ton of talent, a ton of chips in one or two buckets and be very recognized for that particular skill?
Well, I think it depends on who you are. Are you asking me personally?
Yeah, I'm asking you personally.
Well, we have an exact example
okay. That
just happened. We got back from Disney World, and we were at the ride called Test Track. And Jenny and I were
creating
this car that we were supposed, you know, then once we get onto the ride, the car is supposed to perform how we set it up. And I'm just doing everything for power and speed. And Jenny keeps like touching the screen and adjusting it. She wanted a more balanced car
okay. That
handled and can turn. I was like, forget about the turns. I just wanted to go fast. So
all your chips in the speed bucket.
I put all the chips in the speed bucket.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's probably some aspects I'd put a lot of chips in, yeah.
Okay.
I don't mind being unbalanced.
Okay. Wow. Well, see, I would make the argument that you are a pretty balanced person, and so you don't know what it's like to truly be unbalanced.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know. But you're not a celebrity, right? Not yet.
No.
Not yet. We're working on it. We're working on it with this podcast.
Oh, Lordy.
But not yet. So I think I would choose to be balanced versus imbalanced, even though I know the sacrifice is I won't be recognized. I'd like to think that
let's use a specific example.
Okay.
Mozart, Van Gogh.
Right.
Very unbalanced.
Absolutely.
Very unbalanced
absolutely.
Characters in
yes.
history.
Yeah. Yes, so, but
But
they are
and
famous
music.
And will
yes.
be remembered for
yes.
hundreds of years, and
absolutely.
We will not be, right? Because we're just normal, if you
no,
will.
No, I don't think this podcast is going to get
no,
us
no, no.
Get us to
no.
a point where we're remembered
no, it's not
for
gonna, it's not gonna do that.
Through eternity.
It's not going to do that.
No.
Yeah.
I've thought about that concept before, and I've thought of it as one bucket, and then, what are you putting in that one bucket? You can only hold so much, and if you're good in one area, you may not be good in other areas. Yeah, I've thought about this before, so I think it's a viable theory.
Okay. I will tell you one fault of this theory. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt is the fault of the. Brad Pitt has everything.
I don't think so. No. See, I could make some arguments against that. I mean, there's in the news, his family's been a wreck, and the divorces and adoptions.
I'd like to hope all that's true. I'd like to hope that he is just a jerk in real life.
No, and I don't. Why would you hope that somebody's a
because
jerk?
He's got so much else. He's unbelievably handsome.
I'm not jealous.
I'm jealous of his look. He's unbelievably handsome.
Yeah, but
I'm a straight man, and I'm telling you,
you're actually arguing
beautiful.
Against your bucket theory because I think he's got his couple of buckets that are really full.
Okay,
and he's got some that
and
are
pretty
empty.
I would like to think that, but I don't know him well enough. I'd like to get to know him, Brad. If you're listening, drop us a line. Drop us a line and share some, and maybe you could disprove single-handedly my bucket theory. So anyway, you're the main reason I have doubt.
Yeah, there's a couple of people. I mean, Tom Brady, Brad Pitt, but
Tom Brady.
If you went into their personal lives and things like that, I guarantee you.
I'd like to think that. So we'll just say that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that does it on the bucket theory. Thanks for listening. If you disagree, and once again, you have my phone number, give me a call. If not, then
don't
you agree.
Call.
Yeah, don't call. Don't call. If you don't have my phone number, don't call. Thanks, Ken. Okay. All right. Now it is time for, and we came up with a new title. This was all Ken, by the way. I think it's great, though. We're going to call it
Music with Chick Ken.
Okay, Shane, this song came out on an album in 1982, so we're showing our age. Last week, Don't Stop Believing was probably, we didn't say a year, but that was probably an early 80s song as well. But are you ready?
I'm ready. I got Daisy's in here too, his dog.
That's our dog.
The two of us together, we're going to get it. All right, I'm not going to give it up for the listeners. I'm going to say, here's what I'm going to do. When I know it, and like I said, I won't lie. When I know it, I'm going to basically lock in an answer and say, I got it. And then you keep going until you're ready to stop. And then it's just in case other people want to listen a little more. All right, I'm ready. I got it. Are you about to pass out? Because you look pretty red. But that was fantastic.
It's a lot of work.
I really didn't get it until you started the chorus. I swear to you, I did not get it until you started. Africa, Toto by Africa. Africa by Toto.
Africa by Toto.
Bing. Colby's favorite song, my middle son. Shout out, Colby. He plays it all the time. Wow.
It's a great song.
I should have known it. You were singing it, and I'm like, I know it. But it didn't hit me. But then as soon as the chorus, I was like, oh, I missed. Yeah, I got it.
Do you know the dog just walked out?
He's like, this isn't worth my time.
It's a she, but she walked out. She was like, I'm not entertained.
Well, this isn't for dogs.
No, it's not.
It's for humans.
It's dog friendly, but not it is dog friendly. For dogs.
It is dog friendly. So, and chicken friendly too. If might speak to him. All right. Well, listen, that's all for this episode. Once again, I hope you enjoyed it. And I meant to tell everybody, so my goal going forward, I'm putting this in stone when I say
it. Oh, Lordy.
I know, is I hope to upload a new episode on the 1st and the 15th of every month. The 1st and the 15th. So if you follow me, just know on the 1st and 15th, that's when we're gonna try to drop new episodes. So here's to hoping we can keep that up.
Well, considering he said no last names and then had all these other rules, we'll see.
It's true.
Yeah, he's already broken them all.
I know, but I'm going to try. I'm not guaranteeing it.
An alcoholic believes at the beginning of the day they're not going to drink.
Money back guarantee. Yeah. Just like my slogan. What's my slogan, Ken?
Shane's Handyman and Auto Repair. You get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for with this podcast.
Because you don't pay anything. Yes.
That's exactly right. So it's a money back guarantee. If I don't do it on the 1st and 15th, full refund of whatever you paid. You got it?
That's a wrap.
All right. See ya.